4, 3, 2, 1. What's going on, everybody? This is the PVO show presented to you by Nerd Rage Entertainment, and I am your host, DLP the Prince, and we just doing a little hot session right now. Just random thoughts today. Really just off the top of the head, just some random thoughts, man. I was thinking about something here. I've been thinking about doing like a relationship stream for a while. You know, kind of like just, you know, conversating, going over like certain things. Got a guy that I follow, and I followed him for years, even when he had his radio show. Name was Michael Baisner. And this is, he's a wild man. You know, I used to always like peep the post that he would, you know, post to his fans on his Facebook account, because he's very, very active. I love that. When some people are, you know, active with their fans and stuff, that is, you know, it's cool for you to interact and keep that connection and, you know, network as well for them. So it's, you know, those potential customers and all that good stuff. But he took it a step further, very intimate with his fans, you know, getting questionable, always asking about relationship stuff. But like, I could always see that he was always leaning towards letting people know, like, he's trying to come out of his shell. And he is someone that kind of believes in the, you know, that poly lifestyle, you know, multiple partners, you know, of the, you know, he's, you know, he's straight. So like he would, you know, have multiple, he wanted multiple women, and they all have to be okay with the other women and then him all sharing a relationship. It's not just like just him dating all of these women. It would literally be all of them, like as a unified couple, as you would, like they all would just be one couple, you know what I mean? And they really got like deep into it, and they got this whole group for it now, because he had a whole bunch of fans that also believe in that as well. So like, man, like, yo, shit was just, you know, I've been thinking about, you know, like, you know, going over certain things. And today's is going to be a little bit different, a hell of a lot different, in a different direction than that whole deal with the poly and stuff like that. But, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, what specifically would I bring up? And there's always something that I know a few people have always heard this question, you know, at least brought up before. You know, could you date, you know, for any of you guys out there, could you be okay with, or I guess both ways, you know, honestly, you know, saying my male and my female listeners, could you see yourself dating a stripper? Could you be dating someone who is your partner, who is your stripper? And I already know, while asking this, that there's going to be several people that are going to be like, of course, there's no problem. But see, realistically, and I know some people have different types of relationships and stuff like that, and they have different things about themselves they go by. But I tell you this, for men out here that would love to say that, yeah, I don't have no problem dating a stripper. Yeah. I'm letting you know this right now. Every single one of them niggas out there that are okay, you know, saying, with being in a relationship with a stripper, you know, saying, a lady in that field, I mean, full on support. Like, yeah, you know, saying, she could come home and tell, you know, saying, tell him about his day, and that makes him so mature, because, you know, like, he's comfortable with his sexuality and within his relationship because he trusts her. You know, that, yes, you know, she can, you know, continue making her living, you know, saying, doing, you know, saying, doing her thing. There's nothing wrong with stripping. You know, saying, but there is always something out there, you know, saying, that eventually stops when things get serious. When things get serious and certain things, you know, saying, continue, you know, saying, for a person's life in the right direction, like everything kind of like actually just works out for that person in general, whereas, you know, she finds exactly what she's looking for. She's, you know, saying, she's, you know, saying, she's found, you know, saying, she's able to build something out of this, and she's had somebody that's been comfortable and, you know, saying, and okay with her. And luckily that person is able to, eventually like move on from that. That's not everybody's story. Sometimes, it doesn't go that way. I can tell you most ladies around my area, saying that are in that field, that are, saying of, stripping, it's hit or miss for them. To be lucky enough to find a guy who, yes, is okay with this, but at the same time, is also faithful. Because men that are okay, with dating a woman, if she's a stripper, oh yeah, no problem, I don't see no issue. Let things fall off. That, that fool right there, he gone. There's no, you're not going to be faithful, because the first thing that dude is going to, go to, it's like, well, you know what you do. It's like, see, you say you was okay with it, but you not really are okay with it. And here's the thing about that. It's really okay for you, that really, it makes you human. You're not perfect. You're not perfect, but a lot of people in the field of sex work right now, like they feel attacked. They, they have to question a lot of things. A lot of people are just like, well, everybody's judging me. Everybody judges me. It's like the field of work, that, certain people are in, not everybody is, comfortable on a level or a scale where like everybody can just be open with, you being a, say you're a dominatrix. if you happen to be a, a dominatrix, or you have your own, you're a part of an escort service, got your whole website, everything's legal and legit. It's just everybody knows what you do. You go on dates and hey, if it goes there, it goes down. You're doing that job, and now you're also trying to find somebody to build a family with. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. And I've seen conversations kind of take a turn, like a one-sided turn, where it's like, well, I don't see why it's fair. It's tough. I've thought about this before, being with my lady, before I got in a relationship with my lady, while I was single, watching a lot of, watching a lot of porn and stuff like that, and following a lot of sex workers and whatnot, you see the conversations, you see the topics get brought up and stuff. So you don't have a choice but to think about it. And asking yourself, like, yo, could I date someone that's like legitimately in that field? Like, say you dated a porn star. That's tough, man. But I've seen, that type of person out there questioning others that won't date them. Like, well, what's so great about you? It's like, look, man, like, I ain't out here getting body counts and doing, like, that's a tough one. Because if you want to build something with somebody like that, it takes a certain level or type of person to really be okay. And I've met a few that, I remember when I did go to the strip club, I met a guy who was like one of those guys where this was his wife. That wasn't even his girlfriend, that was his wife. And they all, they both well known in the strip club, like he just fully supports his wife. He's one of those rare breeds where he's 100% comfortable with his, wife and, in her field. Like, he's 100% comfortable with it. But that takes a certain type of person. And there's very, there's very few out there that I've seen There's very few that I've seen, but I was sitting there thinking, man, as I was sitting there smoking, I'm like, nah. See, niggas out there that be like, yo, I don't have no problem dating no stripper girl. You can go out there and do your little stripping thing. Like, nah. Like, first off, I ain't never the type to be like, yo, like, you can't do this, you can't do that. But like, fuck that. No. Absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely not. I'm not out here for no one else but mine. And that's it. I don't need extras added. And that's and we can, you know what I'm saying, we can definitely dive into the into that whole field. Sexuality with like threesomes and whatnot. Because I have said it before, do not request to add someone to the bedroom. You are a damn fool. Fellas out here, listen and listen well. Do not be out here asking for no extras to be coming to the bedroom. I don't care how much you've been teased. I don't even care if you know that your girl's bi. You do not. If you have if you have been building this relationship and you guys are married or heading towards that way and stuff like that, do not request to add another body to the bedroom. That is her job and her job alone. If she invites, maybe you accept. A hard maybe. Because I promise you, there are so many out here that I don't care how much they say they love you, they will still do things to test you. And while that shit sometimes can be very unfair, it also still helps that person get the answers that they were looking for. And sometimes by surprise is always the best way to get the results, because you get pure results. If you knew what was getting ready to happen, you're going to do whatever you can to make things work the way they're supposed to work. But if you don't see it coming and it just happens and you get caught or you fail the test, you know what I mean? Like, they have their answer there. And I'm telling you now, man, like, it's, you better be careful. If you dumb enough to be out here requesting, I always say this. Okay, if it's okay for you to go to her and say, hey, can you add another body to the, you know what I'm saying, to the bed? And if she's open enough to go ahead and do that for you for the relationship, because you felt like, hey, like, I'm bored, I want to add something, because that's also how you sound. That's literally how you sound. I don't care how well you thought you put that shit together. Behind closed doors, when she's not around you, she has now went to her friends and said, you know, this fool really said, hey, go add another, you know what I'm saying, go add another female to the bed. Oh, he made it sound real nice. He made that shit sound real good. But like, yeah, he asked for another fucking person to be added to the bedroom. Oh, I'm gonna give it to him. I'm gonna see if he's stupid enough. That's exactly how that shit's going, behind your back. And if for a whole bunch of you that's gotten it, you've gotten the belt. While you're in this whole serious relationship headed toward a marriage, or you're already dumb enough to be married, and she's done it for you a couple times, get ready. Because, see, you requested it. Now, how stupid are you going to look when she makes hers? You got her, you got yours, and you got it a couple of times. See, once you open up Pandora's box, ain't no going back. Ain't no going back. Oh, you can put on a whole show talking about, oh, man, y'all some bullshit, blah, blah, blah. I don't want this. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you ain't going to add no damn dude up in here. We ain't doing no devil's three-way. Nah, bro, you made requests, and she obliged. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of y'all out there that ain't going to be able to handle that one. There's a whole bunch of y'all. You gonna flip the fuck out. You gonna mishandle. You gonna fumble that whole argument because you gonna be so hot that yours then asked for another man to come into the bedroom because you was dumb enough to be like, add a little something, something. And the funny thing is, you know how women are. They always make you ask. And they always make you, you know, saying, put that request in. They always make you, like, whatever it is. If you want some head, don't be, you know, saying, ain't no, like, pointing to it or what. No, they won't. They be like, what you want? And you be like, man, come on, man. Like, you know. And they be like, what you want? Like, yo, what you mean? But she be like, I want to hear you say it. You know, and honestly, sometimes, man, sometimes you should take the hint. That just means yours is trying to tell you, like, look, stop being a bitch and just be like, hey, do this. It be like that sometimes. And there's some women out there will not sugarcoat it for you. My female is definitely one of them. She ain't gonna sugarcoat it for you. If you have that conversation with her, she gonna break it down and be like, yeah, you're supposed to just be a fucking man and do it. Like, tell me what the fuck you want and tell me to do it. Like, the fuck? Like, all right. That's really how it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's some women out there really don't want no bitch. You know what I'm saying? They want you to tell you what you want. But for some of you fools out there that are like, yo, I'm bored, just want you to know, first off, you stupid if you say it out loud. And you definitely are saying it out loud and clear when you're asking to add extras to the room. Okay? Because if y'all not originally a part of that lifestyle, like before y'all even met, and now you've met and you talked about your experiences being at your groups and stuff like that and doing this and that, that's one thing. But if you just was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You met her 5 years ago. Y'all been together all, you know, going on six. You know, everything is, you know, great. Everything's just going well. Amazing. There's, you know, saying it's great. You couldn't ask for anything better. 7 years go by. You stupid enough to really go out there and ask, yo, can you add somebody to the bedroom? And like I said, you can make that shit sound real fucking smooth. You still gonna sound like, yo, I'm bored. I'm tired of fucking you. Can you bring somebody else in here so I can fuck them? That's how you sound, nigga. I think about some wild shit sometimes. I know some shit might sound stupid, but like I used to follow this one lady. This one young lady. She was poly. It's not poly. It's another something like pan or something. Yeah, pansexual. It's a very interesting. It's a very interesting concept for certain people. Pansexuality is sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction towards people regardless of their sex, or gender, identity. Pansexual people may refer to themselves as gender blind, asserting that gender and sex are not determining factors in their romantic or sexual attraction to others. I didn't know what that was until specifically I had seen, her page and, started following her. And she was interesting. 'Cause she was, She was in a relationship with someone of the same sex. She was at first I thought she was a lesbian, but she always had it on her info, you know, that, you know, like, I am pansexual. And she used to have like a, oh, she had like some, you know, how certain females, they put like different like mascots and stuff all over their Instagram and all that good stuff. I really didn't, you know, didn't think about it until, like, I kept seeing her always post with the hashtag, you know, and everything, you know, and I'd start following the hashtag, like, looking at, as, you know, peeping it out sometimes and seeing people talk about their relationships and stuff, and getting the understanding is that this person really is just like, look, if this person is good to me, then yeah, that's it. That's all I need. Okay, that's dope. That's dope. For any of you guys out there, if you are pansexual, that's dope. I mean, seriously, it is dope. Like, you literally are a special breed of a person out there, because you, like, you literally are. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, that person specifically out there is living a full human experience in that sense. When you're actually like when you read about, you know, saying what pansexuality is, like, you, like, I feel like that person specifically, it definitely, if things work out for them, relationship wise, or, you know, however, you know, whatever that journey is, that's pretty dope that person is like, look, I literally have just found such a genuine human being that has literally been good to me. They're good to them back. Hey, are you happy? That's all anybody can ask for. That's dope. That's fucking dope to me. But seriously thinking about, could I date a lady that was a stripper? Nah, that ain't me. That's not me. Couldn't do it. Absolutely not. Like, nope. Girl, you can do better than this. You can do better than this. You don't have to do this. Get off the pole, baby. You ain't got to do this no more. I know they hate that shit, too, because I follow some strippers, and they really do hate the fuckers that be like, they think they could save me. Like, bitch, I'm doing great. Because some chicks out there, man, the ones that are the creme de la creme, good Lord, leave them ladies alone. They've been, you know, saying they have worked so hard to amass this amazing 200K a year, bro. Like, goddamn. There's strippers out there that literally get fucking paid just to go through the door. Like, they literally are like traveling strippers, where they like get paid to, like, not even strip that night. They just paid to show up and just be a part of the fucking the club. You know what I mean? Just be a part of that shit and be the host that night. They got paid to just show up. As soon as they walked through the door, they was like, yo, here's your check. You did it. You showed up. And that's what all the people came for. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, you got to give them props, but they out here, like, strippers been out here doing their thing, especially the ones that are, like, up there, man. Like, goddamn, though. I still haven't went to the strip club with my lady, because we had that conversation on our cheating episode about, like, how my experience at the strip club wasn't fun because she wasn't there. Like, that's just the type of person I am, because I already know about y'all ladies. Y'all filthy. Every time that I've ever been to the strip club, there was always women there with their husbands or with their boyfriends or with their dates. This one is a crazy one. With their fucking dates. I remember they asked the couple. They was like, yo, they was like, hey, are you guys married? They was like, no, we on a date. I was like, nigga, what? Y'all niggas is on a date at the strip club right now? Y'all a different breed. I just watched a comedian talking about some shit like that, taking his girl, like taking his date on a fucking, you know, trip to the fucking strip club so she can get wild. I'm like, yo, that's a damn. You know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know, like my girl's told me like she enjoys herself at the strip club. She told me like, yo, if I had been there, I would have had a, you know what I'm saying? I would have had a crazy time. She goes, I would have had fun. I would have done. I was like, yeah, that's because like that's how y'all are. Every time that I've ever been to the strip club, it was always the women that were there. You know what I'm saying? Whoever they was with, they literally just had a fucking ball, man. And it's actually, you know, it was actually pretty dope because like anytime I saw that, like you just saw the vibe of the whole club just kind of like change. Like women really do help a male, like, you know, like not a male strip club, but like a regular strip club kind of like just work. If there's women there with the guys, you know what I'm saying, instead of just a bunch of, you know what I'm saying, nasty ass fucking looking, you know, looking guys that are just desperate to see some tits, you know what I mean? Like if a, you know, like a bunch of people are there and a lot of women are out there involved, it really helps with the strippers being comfortable, you know, and they can just, you know what I'm saying, everybody can just have a cool vibe. And every time I've just been able to go, and I've only been in a strip club very few times, that's just a cool experience when you have that, that unique experience where everybody's just, you know, saying chill. I mean, like still, there's still tits and ass in the air, but like, yo, everybody's just having a good time, you know? Lost my train of thought. But yeah, I know I just couldn't. I know I couldn't. Nope, not for me. Not for me, but more power to the person that can, if they fully can, you know, saying can also call themselves being faithful as well. Because you can, because see, one thing I hate that I like people will do, some people will, they will store things to use them as weapons later on. You know, they're okay with it for now. But then when the right moment comes up, you know, they use them as daggers. And I know there's a lot of like people out there in sex work that like this is something that they have to deal with all the time. Those photos that you're looking at when they're with their significant others that they've taken, you don't know how many times that photo had to be taken before you actually got that smile on both of their faces. You know what I mean? Like you don't know if they just had, you know, if they got a domestic violence type of relationship. You know what I mean? Or something like that. Those photos don't tell the full story. You know? You don't know until you're scrolling by on your timeline and you now got this person that you've been following for a while kind of just come out and tell everybody, all of their fans and pretty much family members that, you know, that follow as well. They're like, hey, times are tough right now. Had to call the cops. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that was a really big fight last night. He punched the shit out of me. And we're just, I'm just processing things. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen those posts. You know what I mean? I've seen those posts. And I mean, and that was after all of the smiling photos. All of them. Now you understand why that was extra makeup on and stuff like that. It gets depressing because, like, for any women out here that are dealing with that in their life, like, you know, it's just not okay. But there's a lot, you know what I'm saying? There's definitely a certain group of women, like, also where I've, you know, a lot of sex workers have talked, like, well, when they get into those same situations, people look down on them because of, you know, saying the field of work that they're in. And I'm like, yo, that's not okay. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you're not okay with that person's line of work, you know what I mean? That's just your personal opinion. You know what I mean? It's not the end all be all. You know what I'm saying? You just don't agree. But like your, you know, opinion on it also don't shit, like, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't mean shit. know what I'm saying? But I've seen a lot of sex workers down on stuff like that. This is a doozy of an episode right here, man, because we kind of like all over the place, man, but. This is definitely going to be this will be, you know what I'm saying, one of our most random, like, wild episodes here. It's not good when I'm rambling. It's not a good time when I'm rambling, you know what I'm saying, because I come up with some stupid shit to talk about. Which, because, like, you know, oh my God, there's sometimes I do want to record, but I'm like, yo, I don't think, that's not a good idea. You know what I mean? I'm really wilding out right now. I need to stop smoking whatever the fuck that is and go to sleep. You know? I have to find some time to get Quan back up in here, yo. I got to do that. I have to find a way to get him back in here. He's always on the run, doing stupid shit. Could you date a stripper? Ladies, could you date a male stripper? That one is one hell of a fucking question right there. Because see, I don't have no problem admitting I know I couldn't date, you know what I'm saying? Couldn't date a lady, you know what I'm saying? That was out here stripping. Nah, I want you to myself, you know? I love you too much. You know what I mean? I want you to myself. But you ask this same thing to some women. Could she be okay with dating a male stripper? Hell to the no. No, you not out here. Got other females touching you. No, you out here putting chicks in pile drivers and shit out there. Because I've seen y'all at the fucking male strip club. Y'all nasty. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Every single one of y'all. Y'all need Jesus, first off. You need Jesus. You're nasty. I've seen y'all fucking videos. I swear to God, if I had a 12-pack, that would literally be my profession. Y'all are filthy. Just doing things out there. Like, they got all these rules for the men to not, like, fucking breathe on the women at the strip clubs and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't supposed to do shit at the strip club or none of that shit. Like, unless she, you know, saying comes, you know, saying that she wants to take you over to the little section over there so she can give you a special little, you know, little dance or whatever and whatnot, you know? Y'all filthy as hell in these male strip clubs, especially the ones where there ain't no goddamn security. The strippers are, first off, the strippers are the security. You know what I'm saying? The majority of these motherfuckers always are, like, you know what I'm saying, they're like fucking little tanks, you know what I'm saying, with their sock tubes, and for some of them that's not really packing or whatever. I've seen these niggas in the back talking about, like, yo, just to, you know, you gotta put that sock in there, bro. It kind of makes your shit look a little bit bigger. Like, yo, really? Y'all really out here putting fucking socks and shit in y'all fucking, and y'all freaking, y'all like little Speedos to make your junk look bigger, bro? It's like, come on, man. Like, shit is wild, bro. Like, shit is wild. But I'm not gonna lie, if I was chiseled to perfection and in shape, that is the fucking profession right there. Like, I don't see why the hell not. I really don't see why the hell not. If I was chiseled to perfection, bro, yeah, that's the job. That is literally the job right there. A goddamn, being a male stripper, hell to the yes. Y'all are filthy. I was like, every time I would see these videos, man, I would see these wild ass videos of these dudes out there literally doing their thing and, you know, saying, out there dancing, and the like old ladies, young, it don't even freaking matter. The older they were, the nastier they were, just gross. You know what I mean? Just like, you in front of your damn daughter. She like biting on his shit. She biting on to see if it's real. Like, girl, you ain't even supposed to be touching. And y'all not even supposed to be touching. And y'all be just all over the male talent. Y'all just nasty. And y'all definitely need Jesus. Cause y'all go, and y'all filthy too. Cause y'all go on Sundays. That's how I know y'all just ain't, y'all just nasty. Just heathens. Go to a strip club on Sunday. Sunday night at that. Just left church. Filthy. Just filthy.
Y'all wild, man. Cause like, seriously.
It every time that I've ever seen male strip clubs, like any videos I've ever seen of male strip clubs, the women are fucking ridiculous at the male strip clubs, bro. That movie Magic Mike is not a movie where any guy should feel insecure watching. You shouldn't feel like, yo, man, I'm straight. I don't need to be seeing no dudes and no shit. Bro, the only thing that like Magic Mike makes you think of is like, yo, I need to like work out all the time. And then I need to become a male stripper because that is the greatest job on the fucking planet. There is no way you can watch Magic Mike and not be like, I need to work out all the time. Like, and every time I do see any movies like that where you like, yeah, I should get in shape, I eat a cheeseburger. And then I go down. Getting up and doing all that shit right now just seems like a lot of fucking work. Doing that shit seems like a lot of fucking work after eating this fucking cheeseburger. Shout out to Mr. Beast. Shout out to Mr. Beast Gaming, yo. We got a spot out here, Mr. Beast Burger. It's out here at Newark, Delaware, man, at the Green Turtle. Y'all check out Mr. Beast Burger, yo. Like, shit is great. Just order whatever you see on the menu. It's always a good time. Their food is great. He did a good job with that, you know, saying with that idea with the restaurant. Mr. Beast Burger is definitely, those burgers are amazing. That is a fat man's dream right there. I haven't done the lettuce wrap yet. I think I'm gonna try the lettuce wrap just because I do. Me too. I think I'm gonna do that the next time I order from there. I'll do the lettuce wrap instead of bread. If y'all ever get a chance, if you are in Delaware, like Maryland or Delaware area, Newark, Delaware, Mr. Beast Burger, shit is good. I do need to get myself back in shape, man. Shout out to anybody out there that's been, you've been on your health kick. You've been out here, you've been constantly doing the right things, man. Big shout out to y'all. I gotta get on my shit, man. I really gotta get my shit in gear. I'm trying to be here for my, you know, for my lady, so. Gotta make some changes, man. Shout out to anybody out there that's, you know, saying you've been telling yourself you need to, kick it up into high gear or make some changes, man. You really are, trying to work on that. Hey, you're only human, But, get on that. I got to do the same. Get my shit in order. Those Mr. Beast Burgers going to have to just be like a cheat day. They going to have to be a cheat day, you know. I just have to. Fucking fish. My doctor was like, yo, fish. He goes, you need to eat more fish. I'm like, fuck. I can't have fish the way I like it, though. All right, man. Let me get off here, man. Big shout out to all my listeners. All my listeners out there. First off, it really means a hell of a lot, man, to all the people that check out the channel, that check out, you know what I'm saying, that check out the podcast, any of y'all that check out the channel. That's twitch.tv/DLPTheprince 8706. Actually, no. That's for the anchor. DLP the Prince. Nerd Rage. Spelled the way we spell it. NERDRRAGE. Twitch.tv/DLPDAPRINCE. Nerd Rage. The way we spell it. NERDRRAGE. That's the Twitch link. That is the channel. A lot of times, usually I do random streams, and I know that is a big no-no. So people usually just pop in when they can. Come check me out. But to some of you guys, if y'all ever get a chance, you know what I'm saying, and you are a listener, if you're one of the listeners today, and you know saying now you're going to be a regular listener, man, definitely go to the channel, go to the link. Hit that follow button so you can get that notification. You do not need to subscribe to the channel. Just follow. You know what I'm saying? Don't need anybody to subscribe. But if you do have Amazon Prime and you don't mind using it, you know what I'm saying? It is highly appreciated, but it is not needed. But again, thank you to all the listeners. They usually stick by and, you know, saying and check out the channel, you know, whenever I pop something out there, man, whenever I put some new stuff out there, man, you know, saying you guys, seriously, you guys, you know, really appreciate it, man. It means a lot. So today's title will just be just a random high session. You know, it's going to be a random high session and shit was all over the place. So like, you know what I'm saying? Take it with a grain of salt and just give it that title. It's a random high session. But thank you. Thank you to anybody that listen. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you guys. Until next time, man. Y'all just keep doing y'all. Take care of yourself. Hopefully you take care of yourself. Hopefully you good. Share. Just tell everybody about the podcast, man. Tell your friends, tell your family, people you cool with, and let them know. Share that around. And thank you again, man. Until next time, guys. I love y'all. Y'all have a good one.